I'm Scott Annual, and you're listening to Songs of Zion, brief reflections on hymns to the living God. Sing Praise to God Who Reigns Above was written in 1675 by a German lawyer named Johann Jakob Schütz. He wrote this hymn based on Moses' song in Deuteronomy 32, but not as a paraphrase of Moses' song. Rather, he wrote this hymn as a response to Moses' song. The song in Deuteronomy 32 is a song that God told Moses to teach to the people to encourage them to remain faithful to the true God who is Lord over all and not follow after false idols. The first four verses of Deuteronomy 32 read, "Give ear, O heavens, and I will speak, and let the earth hear the words of my mouth. May my teaching drop as the rain, my speech distill as the dew, like gentle rain upon the tender grass, and like showers upon the herb. For I will proclaim the name of the Lord, ascribe greatness to our God. The rock, his work is perfect, for all his ways are justice, a God of faithfulness and without iniquity, just and upright is he." Schütz wrote Sing Praise to God Who Reigns Above in response to Moses' song. His hymn proclaims the universal greatness of God and the responsibility of all creation to give praise to him. God reigns above over all things, and therefore, as the final refrain at the end of each stanza says, "To God all praise and glory." This final refrain in the original German comes directly from Martin Luther's translation of Deuteronomy 32:3, "To God all praise and glory." The first stanza forecasts the theme of the hymn by beginning with a call to praise God, moving to recounting God's deeds, and returning back to a call to praise God. This is a hymn that addresses all creation ought to praise God because of his rule, his greatness, and his mercy. The tune, Mit Freuden zart, is also a Reformation German tune, which comes from the Bohemian Brethren hymnal Kirchengesang from 1566. The Bohemian Brethren are descendants from the Christians who came from John Huss in Bohemia, one generation prior to the German Reformation sparked by Martin Luther in 1517. This tune is in what's called rounded bar form, AABA, which makes it memorable, that A musical material returning three times. The text reads, "Sing praise to God who reigns above, the God of all creation, the God of power, the God of love, the God of our salvation. With healing balm my soul he fills, and every faithless murmur stills, to God all praise and glory. What God's almighty power has made, in mercy he is keeping. By morning glow or evening shade, his eye is never sleeping. Within the kingdom of his might, lo, all is just and all is right. To God all praise and glory. The Lord is never far away, but through all grief distressing, an ever-present help and stay, our peace and joy and blessing. As with a mother's tender hand, he leads his own, his chosen band, to God all praise and glory. Thus, all my toilsome way along, I sing aloud his praises, that all may hear the grateful song my voice unwearied raises. Be joyful in the Lord, my heart, both soul and body bear your part, to God all praise and glory." You can download this hymn, Sing Praise to God Who Reigns Above, at classichymns.org.